Interestingly, David was just a boy, so most likely less than 14 even. Because you're over 16, you're considered as an adult in those days. So you don't call over 16 as a youth in the biblical time. So probably 13, 14, maybe 15. And he was not a big guy either, because Saul gave him armor, but it was not really fitting. So, what first lesson we can get from this amazingly famous story? Well, kind of as the children was responding to, if you believe in that God helps you, you may be able to overcome the hardness that you think it's impossible. The key point here is not that God helps you. God helps everybody. God even helps good and bad, doesn't matter. But there's a trigger, right? There's a condition. Somehow, if you read the Bible deeply, God started with unconditional deals with human, then it became kind of conditional. And condition is not that hard to meet. First is you have to want it. The second is you have to believe it. And third is you have to follow what you believe. So, if we believe God is real, God helps, and why not to believe in it? And that's not easy. That's where the disciples comes in. In this interesting story in the New Testament, this man with his son possessed came to Jesus crying, "I brought my boy to your disciples, but they couldn't do a job." And Jesus was very unhappy about it. And he goes into, and then disciples came back later and saying, "Why couldn't we do it?" And his answer is very simple: "Because you don't believe. You just don't believe. You're saying you believe it, but you don't really believe it." And maybe they could argue if this is believe what? So, believe in God. What is God? Could be one of the biggest questions. Is it God meaning you believe in the name Yahweh, Jehovah, Jesus Christ? If you go to Islam, Allah? Or does it mean that you follow the doctrines the church gave to you? What is God to you? That has to be somewhat answered. Because the faith size of mustard seed is very little. Actually, if you hold it in between your fingers, nobody can really see it. It's that little. But if you have faith of that size is good enough to do amazing things. Real thing, right? If it's a mustard seed or even smaller, if you hold it, that means what? In our understanding, it's real. You can touch it. You can feel it. You can show it to people. But if we're just talking about faith and that has no reality into it, then it doesn't really have weight on it. It's not real to you. Therefore, it has no power for you. So, in this whole battle, that's kind of first line of learning. And the next line of learning is about, now Philistines, this is also Philistines versus Israelites, these two group of people. And if you read from Judges to Samuel to Kings, you know what? Who bothers the people of Israel the most? The Philistines. Yes, the Philistines. The Philistines in Hebrew means immigrant. So there's now biblical scholars argue, but arguably they are probably from like one of those islands. They're because white, tall people usually. Kind of origin Greek-ish, one of the Greek islands. We don't exactly know where they came from. They are white and tall people. But if you go to the Genesis and reading the biblical origin of them, now Noah had three sons. Right? How about Bible kids here? Do you know their names?
Shem,
Ham, and Japheth. That's right. So which one was cursed? Ham, yes. And why? Yes. So was it his fault to see it, or was it Noah's fault to sleep in naked being drunk? Arguable, right? But he got cursed. So Ham had four sons, and among them were Egypt and Canaan. Egypt had sons, and Egypt's kind of descendants is actually Philistine. So Philistine goes to descendants of Ham. Now Israel goes to where? Shem. Right? So somehow there is this opposing brother issues. It actually started in Cain and Abel. So there is this biblical theme about there's a rivalry between brothers or siblings. Spiritual meaning of this, according to Swedenborg, is that what troubles us the most is not something that's far away, not something that is boring, something that is actually very close to you. So, well, what causes the most trouble to you actually is sometimes your family or your spouse or your spouse's family, your close friends. How about within you? What causes the most trouble within us is what we believe to be right. What I believe to be right, that causes one of the most troublesome challenges to you. Because there's one simple question. How do you know that's right? Except you feel that's right. So there is a battle between what is true, what is truly true, when what appears to be true in you. And interesting thing is, what is truly true really helps you to be better. But what appears to be true supports your desires. Whatever you want to do, whatever you want to be, it supports that. And they're both somewhat logical. And they're both somewhat rational. How do you distinguish them? That's the biggest challenge. In a way, to me, that's where God comes in and helps us. So to me, God is essentially life itself, and that something that nurtures to be good. Good means healthy and makes you actually be better. And we all know, I believe, that what really, really will help me to be better. Now here's a really, really hard question. How many of you are really living that? The principles, you know, you are sure that if I do that, I'll be better. You have those. We all. How many of you really are living that? And have confirmation from living that. I knew this to be right. I felt it. I understood it. So I lived it. And it actually worked. That's faith size of mustard seed. It's an amazing thing, actually. And that's the faith David had, confronting this, compared to him, a giant. A 10-foot, huge, muscular guy. And David was probably 5.5 at the most. Like about Roy's size. And he doesn't have even spear or weapons. He had a sling and smooth stone. He missed a shot. What happens to him? He dies. He had only one chance. Right? Only one chance. If you really think about that story, he just had one chance to strike him. And not just injure him. This big dude, right? Not just injure him, but strike him and kill him. But somehow he believed it. He fully believed it with his life on it. And that was not his first time. That's actually another side of the lesson. He mentions to King Saul that the Lord who protected me from the paws of lions and bears will protect me from hands of this Philistine. So he had that confirmation. He believed in God's help, and he confronted his problems before, and he resolved it. It worked. So he had that in him. And that gave him this amazing confidence. And very interestingly, Israel means God prevails. And Goliath means splendor. Right? Tall, big, strong champion. Quite fleshy and shining. And David means beloved. So this is a third one. The real power that helps us is amazingly from love. More precisely, what you really love. That's where your power is. What you really, really love. Not something that looks glamorous, huge, or greatness. Something that you truly love. That's where the real power is. And if you can invoke that in you, I believe you'll feel much better to begin with. And we're talking about positiveness, or staying in the positive mentality. If you can have that power come into your mind and actually prevail over other ones, you cannot but to be positive, because you are in love. Not like in love as falling in love, but that's also a good thing. But you're in love. You're in the presence of love. And that love also is God. It's very helpful to call God in names, like Jesus Christ, the Lord. But if you look deep within you as a human, that makes you to be human. There are two things that I really see. One is life. One, biological life that is containing, sustaining, nurturing your body. Spiritual, mental. Also, there is something called love. And it's not about like what makes us to be happy or pleasant. Go deeper than that. Go deeper than that. There is something that you truly love. That is actually the fountain of your life for you. If you're connected to it, everything is joyful. Everything looks wonderful. And if you ever go inside of that, I believe you may be able to see a glimpse of your God. And to me, that's why God is love and light. So, summary. If you believe God really helps you, well, believe. Or check out how much you believe in. Two, yes, what troubles you is actually what's near you, around you, more precisely what is from you. And third, if you truly, truly want the power, then meditate into your love. And see and feel what you truly love. And make the connection to how to live it out. And hopefully see the result that it actually works. Because if that love is connected to God, comes out into the form and manifestation through your body, the one who is receiving it will be happy with you. And I believe that's a good result. So may God bless you in your search and find and living the love that you have within you. Amen.